We're on Simen Shin Mem, Sif Sif Yud Dalet. Let us again see the lashon of the Mechaber. Hamedabek Niyores, a person who glues together, attaches together pieces of paper, two papers together, or two pieces of leather, bekaylon shel seifrim, this was a type of a glue, uchiyotze boy, hareze toldes teifer, so this is a tolda of meleches teifer, v'chayev, and this is an iser d'iraise. V'chein, in the same way, hamefarek, a person will take apart, niyorais devukim, if you had two pages that were stuck together with glue, and he separates them, or two pieces of leather that were glued together and he separated them. The intent was not an intent of kilkul, the intent was an intent of tikkun. He wants to use one piece of paper, he doesn't need a double paper. So this is a tilde of meleches kireya, v'chayev v'nischayev. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Zok the Mishnah Berurah, Harei ze tildeis teifer, this is a tilde of meleches teifer, umestavre de shiurei gam kein kemoi beteifer, and we have the same shiur like we have by the Ov, the Hainu shiur beis tfiris lechiyuv, that by meleches teifer, if he sewed two stitches together, he's chayiv. So the same way, if he would stick together two pieces of paper or two pieces of leather, this shear, this amount that it would take two tfiris to be mechaber, so instead of using a needle and thread, he's attaching this area or this amount of paper with glue, he's chayiv. V'ayim bebir aloche bilvad, but the intent, now we're speaking about, he is separating the pieces of, he's separating the pieces of paper which are attached together. So the aloche is that he is chayev als kireya. Just one second. Agavuche, he says, this we had mentioned already, to put a band-aid on a, when speaking in Meleches, to be medavik, to take a band-aid and put it on a person, on a wound, that is not a shayla. We said the problem is he shouldn't wrap up, that means that what he is attaching the band-aid to the skin, that is not a problem. The problem is, if he's putting it around his finger, he should not put both sides of the band-aid, one overlapping the other. That is similar to a tilde of teifa. Agavuche, he also brings down over here that Velcro is no shayla. If one wants to attach two things with Velcro, it's no shayla. But he says this is similar to like a button and a buttonhole. But if he is attaching two things with Velcro, and he has an intent they should remain, and he has no intent of taking them apart, that would be an issur in that. So Velcro is only mutter if it's only being used as a button and a button hold. He's only using this for temporary chibur. So then this is mutter. It doesn't fall into the category of teufel. Now we're speaking about if they have two papers which are glued together, and now he's separating them. So if the intent is not kilkel, the intent is that he has a need for the separation, so that's called a kereya almenas lesaking. So bilvod elo bishvil eza te'eles. He has a te'eles of separating these two pieces of paper. Av shalein is kaven bozeh kidei ledabkom oid biyoisa. That means by meleches kireya, normally, as we had mentioned yesterday, the kireya in the Mishkan was that they tore a yiriya with an intent to re-sew it. So is a kireya menas lisper. That was meleches kireya. But over here, when he is separating these two pieces of paper which are attached, he's not separating it to reattach it. That's not his intent. It's not a kireya almenas ledabek. It's not pshat that it's not attached well, and he's separating it to attach it well. He has a reason he wants to use a single piece of paper. Ella bishvil eze toyeles, he's tearing off, he's separating one paper from the other. Av shaloi niskavin boze, de ledavkom oid biyois, and not that the intent is he's separating it in order to be able to glue it better together. That would be similar to kerei almenas litper. But no, he has an intent, he wants it separated. One does not need to tear with an intent to reattach and to sew it back again. Ela bishvil eze tikkun. We have two papers attached, and there would be a tikkun if they will be now separated. So that's sufficient. Kedei shalayia mikalkul, that he should not be chayev al, that he shouldn't have an intent of kilkul. Ve'im mechaven lekalkul bilvat, if the sole intent is only kilkul, that means these two papers were together and that was a tikkun of the paper, and now by separating them this is a kilkul of these papers, so then potter va'osa lechatchila kechol mekalkalim de Shabbos, like all mekalkalim. So he says this is a tolda of kireya if he's separating one paper from the other and they're glued together. V'cholshkein b'kireya b'veged b'mokim ha'tvire. That means, let's say you had a beged and it was sewn together, and now he is tearing, separating the beged b'mokim ha'tvire la'eze tayeles, he has a tayeles that it should not be sewn together, the chayev, he'll be chayev. So again, you do not need a kereya menas lisper. If your kereya for eze tikkun, that could be, you're also chayev. V'chayev, so you are chayev. V'davke boze, so he says, when are you chayiv? If you have two papers which are glued together, and now I separate them, so you chayiv. So v'davke boze, shedibuk ze nase lekiyum, that the time when it was attached, that means first he glued two papers together. When they were glued, there was an intent that it should remain together. So now these two are attached. Now I want to separate these two papers, so now I'm called a koireya. Fine. Avol heicha shenidbeku hadafin lahadodi. But what if you have two papers which are attached unintentionally? He says the case that we're speaking about is chayvals kereya. That means these two papers previously were intentionally attached. They were intentionally glued together. There was an intent they should remain attached. So now, by separating them, that's called I'm a kereya. But if you have two papers attached, that they were attached unintentionally, al yedei shave, that means some wax fell on them, and the wax made that these two papers are attached. Oy bishas hakshire, or let's say I was binding a sefer, and I was using glue, and some of the glue that was used in the binding process somehow got between the two pages. So now I have two pages which are attached together. They were attached shaloi bikavone. They were not attached to remain attached. Everything was done unintentionally. But now they are attached. And now I want to separate them. So what is the din? Mutter leposchon. So in such a case, he is permitted, so that means since the whole chibur, the whole attachment of these two papers was done not to remain, there's no intent they should remain, and Vakelta was, not only was it an intent, it was unintentional, so there's no issa kimdle nasali kiyum, it was not made to remain. Koshkein hoso de nase memele beloy miskaven lefichach einay doime klale teifa. So that these two pages are attached, we cannot consider that they were sewn together, because they were, they're together, they came together unintentionally. Ve'ein boy mishum kereya, so there's no issa kereya whatsoever. So that means if unintentionally two pages got attached, I can separate them. There's no problem about that. Now, there is a machloikis from the G'dayle HaPoiskim. If we hear that this is negeya bandages and diapers, let's talk about a bandage. When you have a bandage, so the sticky side of the bandage is usually covered with a tab to ensure that it shouldn't get stuck to something else, and so there's a tab covering the sticky side of the bandage on both sides, and when I want to use the bandage, I peel off the tab, and now I use the bandage. Or the same thing by diapers, also there is also a tab sticking out, and this is the sticky side of that, and could be it has some type of a cover, and when you want to use it, you peel off this cover, and and then you use the tabs of the diapers. So now the shaila is like this. When this, let's talk about a Band-Aid. When this Band-Aid was manufactured, so let us give the manufacturer a questionnaire. He attached something on the two sides of the Band-Aid to cover it, and this is attached to it. Do you want this to be there? Definitely. Sure, I want it to be there. For how long do you want it to be? Well, till he'll use it, I want it to be there. This is protecting the sticky side of the bandage that it shouldn't get caught in something else. And so he wants it there. So there's a shaila, is this similar to what the Mechaber is speaking about? This case, that we have the Band-Aid, and they have a sticky side of the Band-Aid, and there's some sort of a covering on it. So, mitzad echad, it was put there, l'kiyum. It should remain there. For how long? Till he'll use it. So others are machmer, Rabbi Yashiv, and the Minchas Yitzchak is machmer, that you should not take it off. You should not. That is this din. This din is you have niyores devukim hamefarek niyores devukim. You have the niyores which are dovek. So to take off this covering of the Band-Aid, so you're chayev al tskeireya. That's how they hold, and they hold it's also. Rab Shlomo Zalman Orbach, Rab Nissen Karelitz, and Rab Moshe, they held it as mutter. Why did they hold it as mutter? Because this is not similar to the case of the Mechaber. In this case, that means in the case of the Mechaber, you had, I wanted to stick together two pages. I had a reason, I want them to be together. And I want them to be, I wanted them to be together for the kiyum. Now all of a sudden something came about, and I have it will be a tikkun if I separate these two pieces of paper which are glued together. So memele, this is considered a kereya. If I have a tikkun, a kereya manas l'sakim. Do I want this paper to be together with the Band-Aid? The whole tachlis of the Band-Aid is that you should be able to attach the Band-Aid to the skin. I don't want this on the Band-Aid. No, I want that this should be now on the Band-Aid to protect it, that it shouldn't get stuck with something else. But not is that I want that this should be together with the Band-Aid. It's not called it was put together like it was put there with an intent to be taken off. So they hold, and bechlal, it peels off. It's not, it's bechlal, the oifen achibor is that it doesn't, you know, to tear it off. It peels off. So they hold that it is mutter. So the pois, what?
Yes, sir.
Kireya. We learned like this. If you stuck two pieces of paper together, you glued them together. I wanted these two pieces to be together. Fine. I glued them together. Fine. And I had a need for these two to be together. Now, fine. Now it came out that it's I need these two pages to be separated. So when I separate these two pages, so there was a chibur. Previously they were attached with an intent to remain attached. And now, so that's called kereya. That is called kereya. That's the rice of the
kereya. So your picture was stuck together.
Oh, so we learned before. We learned, but if it got stuck unintentionally, that's not a problem. But here, when we're speaking about the covering of the Band-Aid, it is intentional. It is intentional. I want it to be there. Not it's unintentional. But I want it to be there till he'll use it. Then I don't want it there anymore.
Years ago, I saw someone on Shabbos that he had his shoe stuck on flypaper.
Yeah.
And he thought that he couldn't take it apart.
Hi, Nebach.
He couldn't go out on Shabbos because that's the only parachute he had.
He got stuck by, unintentionally by the year. So, if he would come to the Shia, it wouldn't happen. he'd go out on Shabbos. That's Mamish's case, which before you came in, we just learned if the stoop, something got stuck unintentionally, you're allowed to separate it. That is, there's no issa of kareya whatsoever. Wax or glue, something that is unintentional. What?
Honey,
yeah, anything, all these things, asmiris and the gut. So we learned if it's covering asmiris, we learned if it's covering an ois, and you uncover, that's the shayla of moichik. That's a problem. That could be a problem. But as the issa of kareya, there's no issa of kareya. That's, yeah. Fine. But if we have that these two papers that were unintentionally stuck together, so then they didn't, but they're b'makim oisiyes. That means if also a falcon, then you're not allowed to separate then. That could be, that's a shayla of meichik kabanas lichtayv, or maybe he might be meichik to oisiyas. It matters what happens. What type of that? But then if there's oisiyas, this could be a shayla. Yeah. Fine. Vain leil b'siv gimel b'bir aloch risham. V'likroya meichadosh dapim shel hasforim shaloi nechteku miba'oid yoim. That means that there are pages of a sefer that they were not properly cut. So you have the pages, perhaps it's in a sefer, they're bound together, but the pages were not cut. Shlei nechtechu miba'oidyayim. Yesh bahem chiyuva. Now, so this could be Yechayv al-Tzmaki bepatish, Yechayv al-Tzkerei, we mentioned yesterday, Machloikis Rashi and the Rambam, if by the Gemar Meloche, then Yechayv, when there's only a chiyuva, Maki bepatish, or there's a chiyuva of Kereya, perhaps, and Maki bepatish. So this will be also, if Lemaise, it was not, they were not, the pages were not opened up properly. Vafilu al yidei eini Yehudi asa, to tell a goy is also asa. Why to tell a goy is asa? I bought a new marzer for Yontev. I need the marzer desperately, but this is a shayla of a deraisa, to tell if it was not cut, if the pages were not cut properly, so to tell a goy, I'm telling a goy to do a malach edir. So I'm sorry. Amira la'akum and amalocha deraisa is also. Now, this is the next halacha. This is halacha in Harambam. Mi shenistavchu begodov bekoitzim. His begodim got caught in thorns. Fine. Now, so it says two halachas over here. One halacha, it says mafrishon betzino. So he's permitted to separate the thorns from the begodim, but it should be done betzino. This is a Yerushalmi. This is a Rambam, and the Makar of the Rambam is a Yerushalmi. In Yerushalmi it says, why should it be Betzino? Because it's, I really didn't understand the Yerushalmi, it's Nirekim Esakein. Somehow, if someone will see him doing it, it looks like, I don't know what he's misakin, maybe he's misakin the beged, a beged perhaps with the thorns attached to it is, is maybe perhaps not such a wearable beged. I don't know, but the Mefoshim say it's nira kemisaken, and that's why. But it's really not a misaken, but it's nira kemisaken. She should do it betzina. Fine, that's one thing. Mafrishin betzina. Number two, ubenachas, he should do it carefully. Shaloi yikareya, that he shouldn't tear the beged. That he shouldn't tear the beged. Vim nikra nikra, and if he will tear the beged, so he'll tear it. So this is very unclear. He has no kavan at all to tear the beged. That's the last thing in his mind. So it's a dover sheini miskaven. It's a dover sheini miskaven. So l'chayre, you could learn if it won't be benachas, it will zichah tear the beged. So it's a psikreishe. Subsecration the loynichalei by malachim the rabbonim. No. It's very unclear. One of the mafoshim asked Kakash on this. I didn't have a chance to look it up. But that's this halacha. So bekitzer, if the begodim get caught in thorns, so you should separate it betzine, number one, and number two, and benachas, that it shouldn't tear. Bim nikra nikra lacher, this is mamish poshet. This adover sheinim is kaven, and so what did he do? I mean, the whole kri is a kri of the rabbonon, and it's adover sheinim is kaven, which is mutafel b'nisar d'eraisa. It seems not. It seems there is a yesod of the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish says that something which is attached to the beged becomes bottled to the beged. And it's not called an entity bifnei atzmei altsmukse. This is what the Chazon Ish says. He says it's lagabi a few things.
It happened to be more outside. It's still attached to the body.
Oh. So that is... Now we had a halacha. Now what you said, you were moira rashay l'altzmukze, and I told you a Chazon Ish. Now we had before in Simin Shin Lamed Vav. In Shin Lamed Vav, it says like this. A person is, in Shin Lamed Vav, Sifkotn Chav Dalet, the Mishnah Bure. So there it says as follows. Muta Leilech Agabe Asabim. A person is allowed to go on grass. Bein Lachim, Bein Yeveshim. It's wet, it's dry. He might kiven she'enei miskaven litloish, since he has no intent to tear out the grass. He's walking on grass, he can tear it out, could be, but it's a dover she'enei miskaven, it's mutter. Yeah. Now, so here, fine, you're allowed to go. Now the Mishnah Berurah says as follows. Umashme begmore she'afilu im asabim heim arukais, it's long blades of grass. Vuhoylech yochef, and he's going barefoot. Shash sabim rigilim liyois nidbokim bekishrei etzboisov. That means there's long blades of grass, and he's walking barefoot, and between you and me, the blades of grass will get stuck between his toes. It's also mutter. Why? The lapsik reishu sheyitolish. It's not muchach that he'll tear the grass, so it's mutter. Fine.
He's not intending it?
He's not intending. Yeah, Shabbos, he's walking barefoot, whatever the reason is, and he's walking on long grass, and could very well be that the grass will get in between his toes. Could very well be that it might tear, but he has no intent to tear the grass, and it's not a psikreisha that the grass will tear, so it's mutter. Umikal mokeh. Fine. So far so good. Im la'acha halichasai, but after he walked through. Motzo shenidbeku asabim beraglov. Now he sees, he comes, he sees. My, he mowed the lawn by going through this grass. Yes, sees a lot of grass between his toes and his feet. A yalmen olov. Yizoyer shlo yisal kein biyodov. Then he should be careful. He should not take them off with his hands. The asurim betiltol mishum mukze. This is mukze. Yeah. So this is tiltol mukze. So here it says that it is mukze because it was mechuba bein hashmoshes. So here in Dirshri brings down. It seems there's no problem of tiltul mukzah we had before by to take off some mud that's on his clothing. There's no issa of tiltul mukzah. And there, I think, there the Chazainish says this for him, it's bottle to the beggar, and it's not considered an entity b'fnei atzmai. And here it does say that there is an issa of tiltul mukzah. So now, your shaila. Now these kaitzim also lachayrim. So we have the same problem. Here it says mafrishon betzinish leikarevim nikra nikra.
And why is it asked in both places? Why is that not a bird like pulling out? You don't want it. You pull it out.
You have to know if this is called a taruvis. That means if could be this is not considered a taruvis. That means you have the clothing and the grass and the dust. Could be that is not called a taruvis. It's like they are not ma'uriv. But al kaponim. So then we do have a problem over here. It's not mixed up. It's not considered. It's not mixed up. I mean, you can see each one distinctly. Anyway, so perhaps we do have a problem. Here it doesn't mention Ashayla of Muktzah before it mentions Muktzah. So you have to know the Chiluk Taker. And then there he asks the Kash Reb Shlomo Zalman, what is it different than mud? That's a thing. This far the Chazon Ish says that something that's on a beged is bottled to the beged. I think this far the Chazon Ish says. So he asks over here. Okay, so that's a good shaila then you're asking. We have to understand what is this different than the asabim. Now, v'chein muta lilboish begodim chadoshim. Now this is a Yerushalmi. You're allowed to put on new clothing on Shabbos. So what's the shaila? So in the Yerushalmi it says habo mi beis ha'umin. It's come new clothing. It's just coming from the store. So the Mefoshim explain. The Kobnade explains on the Yerushalmi as follows. He got a new shirt. Let's see, he's getting this new shirt from the store. This shirt, perhaps when he ordered this shirt, it was 2 years ago before he gained an extra 20 pounds. Could be now the shirt is pretty tight on him. He's going to put on the shirt and he can hear a rip. So we don't know exactly if this shirt, what's going to happen after he puts it on, if it's going to stretch, rip, or fit. We don't know. We have a few tzadim. So that's the chiddush over here. That means if he knows it's going to rip, so then could be there is an issa of kireya. But here he doesn't know. So it seems ignorance is bliss. There's a possibility that it won't rip. He didn't really gain that much. So anyway, So that's pshat in this halacha. Chemuta lilbaish begodim chadoshim, and he didn't try them on before. That's the chiddush. So could very well be that might be too tight. Vim nikra nevo she'enei miskaven lekriya. He's zichen not mechaven to tear the beged. It's a brand new beged. That's the last thing in his mind he wants to do. And it seems it's not a psik reisha. So it's muta. Now this is a third thing. A third thing: a person has walnuts, and he doesn't want to bang. Let's say he has a small hammer that he bangs open the walnuts l'kovet Shabbos, but he wants to. The hammer might slip off the walnut and he might bang the table. So he puts a matlis, he puts a material around the walnut. So it seems it's much easier somehow to bang open the walnut, and he bangs. So he's banging the walnuts. But there is a problem. This material might tear while he's doing this. So this might tear. Hayne shemake ala matlis kedei lishabram veini choshish shemo tikoreyam. We don't have to be afraid that it might tear, because it's not a psikreshe. So that's the end of this simen. Now let us go a little further. Siv shimem aleph heter nedorim b'shabbos. Matirim nedorim b'Shabbos imheim letzoyrech Shabbos. If the heter nedorim is negeya Shabbos, so he gives them a kigoyin. Shanodar shaloi lechel, he made a neder he won't eat. We'll see. Oi shaloi lishtois, he won't drink. So Memele, he has a neder, so now his hands are tied. That means it's Shabbos, and there's Oynik Shabbos, and he wants to be Mata the neder. So if it's a Tzoyrich Shabbos to be Mata the neder, you're allowed to be Mata the neder. Af al pi shahoyo loy pnai lahatirom koydem haShabbos. Even though he had time, he could have done this before Shabbos, but he didn't do it before Shabbos. Now it's Shabbos, and there's a Tzoyrich Shabbos. We'll see what the problem is of Atoros Nedorim, but there is a problem of Atoros Nedorim in Shabbos. But if it's a Tzoyrich Shabbos, it's Mutter. Fine. Let us see the Baal de Mishneh Berurah. Imheim letzoyrech haShabbos. If this is letzoyrech haShabbos, so then it is muta to be matter. Avo shaloi letzoyrech Shabbos. But what if this neder is not negeya Shabbos? Afilu loy hoyo loy pnai lahater koydim. He didn't have time to do it before Shabbos. Ein matirim, you're not permitted to be matir. V'sal letzer Shabbos, mishum daloy yochel lahater acher Shabbos. This can be done now. This has to be done now. V'lom lon latruchei b'Shabbos b'chdi. It seems this is a tirche. The tirche, it seems, is a tirche on the matirim, the dayonim. So if it's a Tzoyrich Shabbos, it's mutter. But if it's not a Tzoyrich Shabbos, it's also. A Gavuch and Dirshe brings down something very interesting. It's brought down in Hilchis Yom HaKippurim. We start saying Kol Nidrei before the Shkia. Why before the Shkia? Because according to other Rishonim, Kol Nidrei is a Hatoris Nedorim of some sorts. So we're being Mater Nedorim. So we don't want to be Mater Nedorim in Yom Kippur. So we start before the Shkia. Fine. So he brings down that it's time at Hatoris Nedorim, and you don't make Hatoris Nedorim in Yom Kippur. Fine. So he brings down, we say kol nidre three times. We don't say it too quick either. So he says, the ikar is, if one wants to be mahada, the first kol nidre should be before the shkia. The second and the third kol nidre can be after the shkia also. Because between you and me, the heter is after the first kol nidre already. He say another two times, lechizik hadova. But it's not you're not being matter with the second and third kol nidre. So just make sure that there's enough time to say the first kol nidre before the shkia, and so that will be mutter. Yeah, so this is called atirche bechdi. Then he brings another very interesting halachim. He brings a halacha that what happens that Reuven was mekabel Shabbos mebaidyahim after the plagim and he's mekabel Shabbos. So by him it's Shabbos already. He goes over to three dayonim to be mata his neder, and they weren't mekabel Shabbos. So he says then there's no shaila. The iser is alts the tircha of the dayonim. By them it's not Shabbos. So Mamela, then there's no Shail, so they can be Mata the Neder, even though by him it's Shabbos, but the Tirche is on the Matirim, not on the Shail. Yeah. Vuhu adin imhu letzoirech mitzvah. If there's a tzoirech mitzvah, it's not a tzoirech Shabbos. And others say something very interesting. A tzorech mitzvah is, what is if I'm afraid, if I won't be matter the neder, this person will be oivan the neder. So, it has nothing to do with Shabbos, but if he won't be matter, he'll be oivan the neder. So, that's called a tzorech mitzvah. So, he should be matter the neder in Shabbos, and he shouldn't come to be oivan the neder. So we have a tzorech Shabbos or tzorech mitzvah. Gam kei matirin af al pi she'eini l'tzorech Shabbos. So he gives a moshul, what's called a neder, a Torah l'tzorech Shabbos. Kegoin sheloi lechel oi sheloi lishtoi. He had made a neder. He made a neder, he won't eat or drink. Now let us see the Mishtabur. Shloi lechel perish hayoim. Not that he made a neder he won't eat, period. He made a neder that he won't eat today. And today is Shabbos. For lav davke im noda legamri machila shtiyah. To who adin im noda machilas bosa ushtiyas yayim. He made a neder, he won't eat meat, or he won't drink wine. Gam kei matirin, she could also be matir this neder, the dover zehu mitzvah b'Shabbos. This is a mitzvah in Shabbos. So this is a tzoyrech Shabbos. This is an oinig Shabbos. Yayin is oinig Shabbos. Bosor, yayin, dogim, this is oinig Shabbos. Vuhu adin. Im nodar shloi lilbish malbish hatzorich hayoyim, he won't wear a big day Shabbos. So he won't wear big day Shabbos. It's gam ken shori. That's also a tzorich Shabbos. Va'ayim biyeredei demashme dehu adin im nodar shloi lishoin b'Shabbos gam ken ochi. The din is we made another not to sleep. That's also a mitzvah. Shine b'Shabbos tainuk. So memeila seilata b'mata. Dezeu gam kein mitanuge Shabbosu imrogu b'kach. And here he brings down. He made a neder. He won't take a walk on Shabbos. That's also an oinig Shabbos. Or another say, I feel he made a neder. He won't eat challah on Shabbos. So they're bread. No, that's also an Einik Shabbos. So all these things are a Tzorech Shabbos, and one is permitted to bimata this neder. This is talking about a Torah's nedorim. So by a Torah's nedorim, it is a tirche. So we were only matter to do this in Shabbos if it's a tzorech Shabbos or a tzorech mitzvah. Avol habal. But what about a husband is mefer nidrei ishtoi, or a father is mefer nidrei bitoi, if she's a naira, or the year before nairis, avol habal yochel lahofer nidrei ishtoi afilu she'einam letzorech Shabbos. He's allowed to be mefer. Why? Mipnei she'im lo yofel lo hayoyim lo yuchol oid lahafirom. That means there's a difference between hatoras nedorim and haforas nedorim. Hatoras nedorim means a person goes to a bezdin, tzvi, a yoytis, or a dayin mumchem, and the oifen how a Torah works is he explains that really the neder was made betois. That means if he would have known this and this and this, he never would have made the neder. Or he has a charata de mikore that he ever made the neder. So in Yesod, it's a neder betois. So through this procedure, so he tells he comes over to the dayan, he has charata de mikor, he ever made the neder, and the chacham is matir the neder. He's matir the neder, and the Torah means, comes out that it's mikor, because comes out it was a neder toys. Hafore is a special schus that a husband has over nidrei ishtoi, not all nidorim, certain nidorim. The same thing an av over nidrei bitoi. He doesn't have to, he breaks the neder. He breaks the neder, finished. They want it, they don't want it, they're not sorry, they want it. He can break the neder. That is a koyach of an av and a bal. So, but there's a condition of Nabal can only be made for the neder b'yom shamay. That means the day that he heard the neder, he has the whole day to be made for the neder. Which means as follows. If he heard about the neder, let's say after night, it's night already, it became night 6:30, so he has till the next night to be made for the neder. He has the whole day. If he heard about the neder 2 minutes before the shkia, so he only has these 2 minutes. That means in this, the day b'yom shomay, he has a schus hafore. And if he doesn't use the schus, he lost it. He can't be made anymore. So memela abal, if he heard about the neder and the Shabbos, it doesn't have to be a tzorech Shabbos, because the only koyach he has to be made for is either now or never. So memela, so if he can make for nidre ishtoi, for who adin of lebitay nara, he's a biyadeisim in reish lamedaled siv chav daled chshemeifer b'shabbes layoyma mufal lechi kvay shem bebachil al meifer mavat la neder beliboy. So interesting. So belevi is mavatol the neder v'oyma lo tli veichli tli ish si. So he tells her, go eat. That's what he tells her. That's the Simpsons of Kovet Shabbos. Uposhet, dimabal eine yedei adai menidrei ishtoi. If he doesn't know about the neder, v'hu shaloi letzair Shabbos, yaisa toiv shaloi leidi uloi b'shabbos adach ha-shabbos. So then ignorance is bliss. Why did he tell him about it? Kedei shlo yitztoich lover b'shabbos b'mashmi. If he doesn't know about it, so he can be made for it tomorrow. If she made a neder, she won't eat this and this till Shabbos, and it's Shabbos already. And Rashi Lahofa, Eicha Shadov Einu Tzer Shabbos, Kivin the Lamocher Sharye. Tomorrow, Osabis I become a Lomi Yasad of a Shlo Tzer Chayim. Vidavke Lashayos Nadorim Shosalata, Eicha Shadov Einu Tzer Shabbos.